What would you say, Mrs. Murray, are the main reasons that so much of our wildlife will die out in the future?
Well, I believe there are two reasons, greed and caring.
Greed and caring?
Yes, the motive of greed is pretty obvious. Every day, many baby seals are battered to death for the sale of their skins at high prices to please the vanity of a few and fill the pockets of the killers. Crocodiles are slaughtered to provide shoes and handbags for the rich. Many other animals, like tigers and lions, are hunted for senseless sport, and their skins, their magnificent heads, will be used as trophies to decorate someone's living room floor or walls.
That's terrible.
Yes, but it's not all. The whale, probably the most impressive and certainly one of the most intelligent sea mammals in creation, will be cruelly hunted to make more money for the profiteers.
But surely, Mrs. Murray, we do have to keep warm. We need whale oil, and fishermen have to make a living.
Part of what you say is true, Tony, but we shall have to enforce far stricter controls if future generations are not to find themselves in a world without wildlife as we know it.
Well, I see what you mean about fur coats and crocodile handbags, Mrs. Murray, but I don't understand what you mean by caring.
Well, there are many well-intentioned people who try to protect us from being harmed, but in their enthusiasm, they gradually harm other forms of life, including humans. Take insecticides, for instance.
But insecticides protect crops from pests like cockroaches.
True, but nature has a way of developing her own immunity against insecticides. So the biologists are forced to invent stronger and stronger compounds which permeate the environment. They are assimilated by plant and animal life and become absorbed by the soil. Countless innocent creatures may die from the effects or be rendered sterile. An even more alarming prospect is that as these poisons enter the foods we eat, they will find their way into the body tissue of the pregnant mother and into her milk, posing incalculable risks to the unborn or newly born infant. With all our technological expertise, we are virtually destroying ourselves.